This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Pump sound in to make it harder on Jake. That's probably that. You know what? If Kyle really did that, that's chess, not checkers. Really trying to motivate his young kicker to pump in sound. That'd be fantastic if he did that.
If he's taking 6 field goals in a game, then we're having the same issues that we had last year in the red zone, and we're stalling out, which is not a good thing to have.
No, I do not want to see that from the Niners offense. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HG1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We're reacting to a Niners 22-19 win in week 2 of the preseason over the Las Vegas Raiders. Jake Moody, the game winner. But something else that I saw to start the game in that opening drive for the Niners, Joe, that made me feel more optimistic about this team starting week 1 in Seattle was the Purdy-Pearsall connection. Those first 3 passes, like, how could you not feel good about that in week 1 now? Like, I feel, like, not great, but pretty freaking good.
I feel really good.
Yeah.
I'm one of these guys, call me a weirdo, right? But and I know I am.
Well, you are.
When you're in the basketball gym, whether you're by yourself or it's practice, I have to finish whatever session we're in with a made basket, a solid play, hitting a 3, like if you're just shooting around by yourself, making a layup, something.
Some people use like a swish. Yeah,
just a swish. Well, just a made basket. Like, I want to finish on a high note.
You're not weird for that. I think that's normal.
Okay. If I'm at the driving range, I want to finish it on a flushed iron. If I'm
or a made putt, right?
Yeah. If I'm at the putting green, I want to finish it on a high note with a made putt. Yeah, you know, that's just, I'm a believer in the positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
You could dismiss it all you want. And I look at Brock Purdy and Ricky Pearsall and that one drive. I feel good today. Do I think it's the end all be all and come week 4, third quarter, you know, they're going to be pointing to that one drive in the preseason? No. But I am a big believer in positive kinetic energy for the entire team and just optimism moving forward. And if you were presenting me with don't play at all in the preseason or this is all I get to see from Pearsall and Purdy and I'm a fan and I haven't been to any practices or anything like that, don't you feel better? Isn't there some peace of mind to just see like, all right, Purdy's good to go. Like, we're good to go. Now, the offensive line, that's its own issue. We could talk about that in a second. But Pearsall and him having a connection, for me, it's one play. Roll out for Brock Purdy. He stops and goes to throw, and Pearsall sits down when he has one-on-one with him and the linebacker. Whether the linebacker was supposed to be in zone, supposed to be in man, irrelevant. They talked about it afterwards, and George Kittle said, we were watching mid-2010s Seattle Seahawks defenses, and we were telling Ricky Pearsall, in these types of plays, just sit down and move over a couple of hitches, and you're wide open, and present your numbers to the quarterback. To me, clearly, Pearsall studied studying, learning, and him and Purdy having that off-schedule, not just the rhythm timing play, but the off-schedule freelance play rhythm, that to me was like, okay, I think we got something here.
Well, no, I felt great about it. I love that that was the focus, too. I want to force feed that connection.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be the one this season that I'm going to be looking for more so than anything else. I don't know what's going on with Juwan Jennings. I don't know what's going on with the negotiation, the calf. That'll happen, and that'll play itself out hopefully sooner rather than later. We're 20 days away from week one for the Niners-Seahawks. Is Juwan Jennings going to show up? What the hell's going on there? Like, that's, I don't know.
Well, if I set the over-under on Juwan Jennings right now at eight games played, how can anyone with confidence right now hammer the over?
I mean, there's so many games in the season, so I'd probably lean that way. But, like, to your point, what kind of, eight games are those going to be?
He's had no offseason.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Are those going to be, like, the games I got from IU last year where it was, like, nothing? Like, that's what I don't want. I don't want a replication of IU's start to the season last year for Juwan Jennings.
No, this feels more like CMC in the mystery zone, not IU. IU was like, hey, I didn't practice with the team and I have no synergy. And then we just got off to a bad start and things were a little off, but he was still contributing and out there making plays. Rewatching those first, six games that he ended up playing before he got hurt, his route running was better, but he was just a step or two off and they were off.
Exactly.
But he was ready to play. CMC was not ready to play.
And that's why my biggest takeaway from this game, as we're talking about it right now, at 888-957-9570, is the connection from Purdy to Pearsall and making that the focal point of the offense, because God knows, I mean, watching that first drive, I know Christian McCaffrey wasn't out there, Trent Williams wasn't out there, that run game, yikes, just got dominated and swallowed up from those Raiders starters on the defense. Obviously, Max Crosby is one of the best in the NFL, but I'm not expecting much from that Raiders defense, and they just stymied the run game.
Cole McKivitz got caved in a couple times. Watching their run game, and they need a running back.
Another one bites the dust, by the way. Corey Kiner.
They had the best run of the day. A little cutback. He showed burst, vision, speed, and then gets kind of hip dropped or whatever, which is an illegal play. Yes. I think it was just an unfortunate. You're trying to wrap the guy, but I didn't think it was malicious. It's just, it sucks. And he got the high ankle sprain, and I mean, he couldn't even get up off the ground. It looked really bad.
I mean, we got that. We got Patrick Taylor Jr., who's hurt.
I didn't like him to begin with, but yeah, that's a loss.
Yeah, he's got a dislocated shoulder now via Nick Wagner, ESPN. So
that kind of ruined Jordan Mason's season last year.
So we got Guerrero hurt. We've got Corey Kiner hurt. We've got Jordan James hurt. We have Jeff Wilson Jr. in 2025, the year of our Lord, getting like starting snaps now going forward. Is that what we're doing?
I mean, we don't have many other options.
I mean, thin. We were talking about thin in the Ozempic Niners. It doesn't get thinner than the running back room now for this team. Christian McCaffrey, hopefully he stays healthy, but throughout his career, like, are we going to bank on CMC staying healthy when he couldn't barely get on the field last year? You got to be scouring the trade market right now is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no doubt. One ply toilet paper looks stronger than the Niners' depth in the running back room.
Dude, I had the single ply toilet paper growing up. I mean, God love my mom and dad. They had like a bajillion kids, so like we would go through the toilet paper all the time. Sandpaper is better than that single ply stuff. It was
what is going
god
on
awful.
Here?
I'm just telling you. We're talking about toilet paper. He brought it up. Scott's the worst. I'm sorry if they're a sponsor of anyone's. It's just the worst.
Should have used that on your feet and sanded off those feet you got down
there. I have beautiful feet. I don't need to do that because my feet are immaculate. They're great.
So their running back room is decimated right now. It just is.
Destroyed.
I see where this is going. 5,000 carries for CMC week one.
Oh, that'll be great. Yeah, that's going to be awesome. That'll work well. Who's blocking for him? And that's also what I want
to
know.
Well, in this game, because you don't have any healthy bodies, and because obviously you need six linemen to run a special teams play during one of the field goal attempts, Dominic Pooney got rolled up on, and now he might be out a couple weeks.
PCL injury, they're calling it, and Doc Pondia, our 95.7 The Game injury insider, UCSF Health, you know, he was saying depends on the severity of the injury. If it's like a full tear, if it's a medium size, obviously it's not a full tear, he'd be out for the season probably, but could be a couple weeks, could be 5-6 weeks. We don't know. And all I know is we're 20 days away, and they're saying 2 to 4 weeks. Means he might miss week one. That's already a thin position group as well.
Most people would say just layman's, hey, he's our second best lineman outside of Trent.
Yeah.
And so this is a big loss.
No, it's a huge loss. He was a bright spot for the Niners in a dark season last year.
Yeah, Seattle's look good in their preseason game. Now, I know it's preseason. It doesn't mean a lot for everybody else, but I think that they're going to be ready week one. And so I'm starting to really get worried about just like the amount of bodies that we have available for week one. The Robinson suspension hasn't come down yet. We don't know when that's going to come through. We don't know what's going on with Juwan Jennings. So who knows who's lining up for receiver? We didn't see Jacob Cowing in this game. Then I look at the offensive line. They're going to be down at least one, if not two guards. Because right now you have Connor Colby lining up as your left guard. Ben Bartsch hasn't played in a while. They lost a tackle in practice. And I actually thought Burford looked really good in this game. We'll get to our risers and fallers. Like, I was very pleasantly surprised with Spencer Burford. I really tried to look at him in this one. They're in big trouble. Like, big trouble in terms of just healthy bodies right now. Their nickel corner, who has impressed everyone, who's been one of their best rookies, Upton Stout, hasn't played in a couple of weeks. Mm. Now, they've been lucky because Chase Lucas looks really good right now.
I love that name, by the way, Chase Lucas.
Their safeties are down. They don't have Malik Mustafa. We watched Jair Brown. He looked terrible in this one. They've got some sincere injury concerns that could ruin the beginning week one game already off the rip. And I'm wondering, like, do they have to hit the trade market for a running back to, like, give CMC some help here?
Well,
why do we give Luke Farrell $20 million in guaranteed and trade away Jordan Mason? I would have just kept Jordan Mason. And I don't know, man. There's a lot of questions I have.
I'm glad you brought that up, because there is a running back that's available that did have a deep run in the NFC last year in the playoffs. It's one Brian Robinson Jr. out of Washington. Apparently, Commanders are fielding calls for him. Why? He's 26 years old. Like, apparently they feel good about Austin Eckler and whoever else they have over there. Eckler's 30 years old, so I don't know what's going on there. I would love to get a guy like that that's relatively young still, and go out and just have someone I could rely on if Christian McCaffrey, who, by the way, like, Achilles tendonitis doesn't just magically disappear, could flare up again. I don't know what to make of him. Like, if he gets hurt in the first couple weeks, can I have someone to hand the ball off to? Is it going to be, you know, John Lynch coming down from the booth to go down there and hand? Like, I don't know. Brian Robinson, I'd love that. And by the way, there's still another guy out there. It's still their wide receiver, Terry McLaurin. Is it someone going to trade for him? I don't know, but Brian Robinson's out there. So that's a name I'm giving you, potentially, that you feel comfortable going and trade for, I would assume. But what are you going to give up for him? What can you give up? That's another conversation as well. But we could bring this down on the other side, 888-957-9570. I also wanted to talk about the head coach and Kyle Shanahan, because I do think we're getting to a point here when I see what's going on with the San Francisco Giants and Bob Melvin, it makes me feel like we take for granted at times great coaching here in the Bay, because we've had some elite and all-time and Hall of Fame-level coaching here in the Bay Area. And I want to get into why I feel we take Kyle Shanahan for granted on the other side, 888-957-9570. And that's going to be brought to you by...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Faithway. Kuminga feels like he is a pawn in the Warriors organization. On chess here, I guess.
Let me give you a preview.
This whole thing has been checkers in the offseason, by the way. It has not been a chess battle. It has been just...
Let me give you a preview of my setting on John the Kuminga. Everyone needs to get away from each other. He needs to clearly be away from this team, the coach, whatever. And clearly the team can't reintroduce him into the locker room if we're talking like this. These are a bunch of people that have, what do they call it? Irreconcilable differences?
Yes, that is exactly what they call it.
Well, that's what's going on right now.
All about that.
I don't see how this can be repaired.
Well, if they give him the qualifying offer, he's going to show up.
And Joe, what I'm telling you is that it's gone too far. We've hit the point of no return. They cannot reintroduce him into the locker room if this is how he feels.
Well,
and I'm not mad at him for feeling that. I'm saying for all parties involved, you're literally playing with dynamite.
You think who is going to be the most disgruntled? Is it going to be JK? Is it going to be Steve Kerr? Like, what are you worried about if he does show up for training camp day one? Like, what are you worried is going to happen?
No, this is a circus.
What's going to happen?
What do you mean what's going
to
happen?
Just go through it real quick, and we'll get to the Niners in a second. Just lay out why you're concerned.
Well, did John Kuminga start? Why didn't he start? Well, why was he the second guy off the bench, not the first
guy?
Why isn't he passing the ball? Why isn't he rebounding? Why did you take him out when you did? Why didn't he shoot that? Why is he shooting that? What's he doing? Did you see him not high-five Steph Curry right there? How does Steph feel about him? Like, come on. Like, we
so
know.
You're worried about people, like, not even the players. You're worried about the
necessary
media.
Coverage and drama and things that don't have to do with basketball.
I mean, we do that all the time. Like, we do that with any sport.
No, we don't do that with everyone.
We do.
We don't do that with everyone.
Unnecessary drama. It's what Juwan Jennings, what the Niners have been doing the last few seasons.
It's why Trey Lance isn't here.
Kyle Shanahan talked about this. He's like, you know what? You can't be a good team without some drama. Like, there's going to be some drama.
Okay. This is beyond drama. This is beyond drama. There's clearly a thing. Why is Trey Lance not here? It part of it is because he's not good.
Because he just couldn't. Yeah, he couldn't get on the field first and foremost, and then he lost his position. They didn't need him anymore. That's literally why.
Okay.
There's
the other element, which I think you're kind of omitting completely, which is, hey Kyle, why aren't you giving Trey any snaps? Hey Kyle, why is he only getting one series in preseason? Hey Kyle, well, if Brock struggles, could you go to Trey Lance? Like, there's this entire drumbeat of questions that the media is obligated, because people have questions about this and we take calls on this, obligated to ask, okay? And people bring these things up because this is how we think. When you have someone like Darnold or Mac Jones, there's just not that same inherent pressure because those teams didn't draft that player.
Mm.
It's just baked into it. And so, like, you could dismiss it. You know it's real.
Well, I'm not dismissing it per se. I'm just saying at the end of the day, if he does show up and there is a buy-in from him of some extent, I'm assuming he's going to buy in if he's taking the qualifying offer. They're going to play. The players are going to be adults about everything. You would hope the coaching staff are going to be adults about everything. And they're going to move forward, and we're going to see what happens. I'm not going to totally poo-poo the entire season if Jonathan Kuminga is back on a qualifying offer. Let's see what they do when it comes to Al Horford, D'Anthony Melton. I'm reserving judgment on the season in totality before I see it.
You and I disagree on this. Yeah. If we had a guy in the crew that didn't want to be here, I wouldn't want them here. I'd want them gone. That's me. Okay. I don't want to walk in every single day and question, like, are you in or out? That's how I roll.
Well, if he's showing up, I'm assuming he's in.
See, that's not good enough for me. See, that's the difference between me and my work settings, and maybe others just disagree. Like, oh, I don't really care. No, I want to win at all costs. And so I want to surround myself with other people who are all in on what we're doing. That doesn't mean that we can't have disagreements and some creative tension and all that. If you don't want to be here, I don't want you to be here. And that's the way I view it, because I want everyone pulling the rope in the same direction. Again, we could argue about which direction that is, right? Like, I'm here for that one. Like, we could have philosophical differences on which direction should this rope be pulled in. I'll win it. But if you're like, I don't even want to hold the rope, like, I want you out. That's just me.
You don't think he's going to be playing hard for his teammates, though, when he's out there? I don't think that Jonathan Kuminga is going to be like that. Once he's on the team and he's playing an actual live game with the likes of Steph Curry, with the likes of Jimmy Butler, Draymond, he's going to try hard for those guys. He's going to put his best effort forward.
That's not what I'm saying.
I believe that.
Yeah, that's not what I'm saying.
No, but you're saying he's going to be toxic in the locker room and he's not going
to
want.
He's telling you he doesn't want to play with these guys and that coach. So to me, like, it's baked into the back of his head.
He's not saying that. He's saying he doesn't
element.
He says he doesn't feel like he's appreciated from the organization, is what he's saying. He never said he couldn't play with those guys.
He can feel however he wants. Yeah. I don't think you're getting the optimal version of him or the optimal version of what your team is if he's not happy.
Well, what you're getting at,
he's got to be happy to some degree.
What you're getting at here is actually one of the things that I want to get into with Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers is team culture and buy-in, right? Like, I think that's an underrated element. We don't talk about that enough, about culture and buy-in with some of these organizations. I think the Warriors have done a very good job when it comes to building a culture at times when they were winning. But we saw, you know, that culture, I think, take a hit the last couple seasons prior to Jimmy Butler when it came to Jordan Poole, when it came to Draymond Green, when it came to handing out punishments, right, for certain actions that, you know, they didn't do, right? Like, I think that's going to be a stain when it comes to talking about the Warriors and when it comes to Bob Myers and Steve Kerr and not handling that Draymond Green, Jordan Poole situation correctly. I don't think that was a great culture-setting tone for that season and the season after that before they got to Jimmy Butler. But hold on, I want to move past the Warriors thing. I want to get into, you know, Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers and the culture that they have set the last few seasons and the culture that has been bestowed with John Lynch, with Kyle, when they got here. What was the culture, Joe, when the 49ers...
They didn't have one. They were completely starting from scratch.
Ground up, right? Yeah. The foundation, right? That's kind of what we're talking about with the Giants. They don't really have a proper foundation is what I'm getting at. And the foundation has been pretty freaking sturdy from start to finish with Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. Up to this point. Would you agree?
Yeah.
I would agree. I think that culture is finally starting to be questioned this season. It's going to tell us a lot about this team because I think for the most part, I was expecting a Super Bowl hangover last year, and that's what we got. Now, there was a lot to be made about Trent Williams, the holdout, Brandon Ayuk, the holdout, obviously, you know, Deebo Samuel, the shape, all of that. There was a lot that took place last year. Injuries, obviously, Christian McCaffrey being one of them, signing him to a deal. I think there was a lot of drama last year, and that culture did take somewhat of a hit for Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. But I'm going to give you the five things now, Joe. I teased it.
Okay.
I want to give you the five things that I think we do take for granted when it comes to Kyle Shanahan as a head coach. And if you want to give me some music, Carter, you can. 888-957-9570. You can agree or disagree, Niner fans. Hit me up, Boxer and Gerson, Work Injury Attorneys text line, 888-957-9570. Do we take Kyle Shanahan for granted here in the Bay Area? And I'm going to go right there. I do think he's built a resilient team culture here in San Francisco and a buy-in from the players. He gets a buy-in from his... They love that guy. Say what you will about the fans and whether they love Kyle Shanahan, how they treated, you know, the quarterbacks and Trey Lance. The players love him. That much I do know for certain. They love Kyle Shanahan. He has a pulse on that locker room, Joe. He does. All right. We'll do that one right there. Team culture and buy-in. That's reason number one for me.
Number one.
Reason number two.
Number two.
Thank you. Number two. The consistent success, despite the quarterback instability at times, has been really impressive for me. And we have just taken it for granted when we really have been looking for that quarterback, if I'm a Niners fan, since Steve Young, and we haven't gotten him. And yet, two Super Bowl appearances, Garoppolo and Purdy, and now we're keeping Purdy going forward because we believe he's that guy. I do think we take for granted just how good he has been with what a lot of people deem to be tier two quarterback play. Now, I think Brock, a couple years ago, we were having in that fringe tier one because he was an MVP caliber player. And now that took a hit last year and people have him tier two. Doesn't matter. I know Brock Purdy with Kyle Shanahan could get me to a Super Bowl, and damn it, they could win. Now you could throw, oh, he did that with Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah, but it looked different with Purdy. Jimmy Garoppolo was never an MVP candidate like Brock Purdy was with Kyle Shanahan. I have so much faith in Kyle Shanahan when it comes to developing quarterbacks. A lot of people might scoff at that. It remains to be seen. And maybe the litmus test is going to be Brock Purdy with his success and failure. It's going to be squarely on Kyle Shanahan's shoulders. But I have zero doubts when it comes to the quarterback play under Kyle Shanahan going forward. That much I do know. That's reason number two. And we're talking about things that we take for granted with Kyle Shanahan. My top five things, 888-957-9570. That's number two. All right, number three. It's going to be game planning. I love his game planning because we always talk about the start of the season. Oh, I don't know. I'm worried about the offense. I'm not sure it's going to be. Maybe this is going to be a defensive team. But then we go out there, and if it's Christian McCaffrey week one, Trent Williams is out there week one, and that running game is popping, Joe. And it doesn't matter, I feel like, who was on that offensive line. It could be a list of nobodies. There are names we don't know of. But they go out there and they dominate the run game more often than not. It's insane. His ability to get buy-in from his players on the offensive game with names I haven't even heard of, with wide receivers that are blocking their asses off. The Juwan Jennings of the world, right? Ricky Pearsall is going to have that guy. This is kind of goes back into the buy-in of the team culture. This hard-nose, ground-and-pound football. That is what I've come to expect from Kyle Shanahan. Now, it took a little bit of a hit last year because Christian McCaffrey was out. But Jordan Mason, hey, he was balling, was he not? He was balling for them. Now, can they stay healthy? Is that a Kyle Shanahan thing? Is that just medical thing? Is that just bad luck? I don't know. But that is something that I think we sleep on a lot. It's like this guy, whether it's the quarterbacks, whether it's the running backs, the offensive line, it works on offense with Kyle Shanahan. Now, we're going to find out. A lot of people keep telling me, Joe, has the league caught up to Kyle Shanahan's offense? I don't think so. But will he have to reinvent himself or retool this offense going forward around Brock Purdy? We'll see. But I do think we take his game planning for granted at times, and that offense in general, that zone running scheme for granted. 888-957-9570. That's reason number three. All right. Number four.
Number four.
People actually are down on Kyle Shanahan for this, but I do think he's still a very good player developer. I do. I think he is a good player development head coach across the roster, whether it's on offense, whether it's on defense. They have pillars of success there that are rewarded. George Kittle, rewarded. Fred Warner, rewarded. Brock Purdy, say what you will about it, he deserved to be rewarded. Nick Bosa, rewarded. Trent Williams, you know what? Did he go about it the right way? Probably not. But he got rewarded because he is a Hall of Famer at the end of the day. And so, you know what? I respect that. The players that play well more often than not on this team get rewarded accordingly. And the guys that are, can they stay healthy? Are they going to be that dudes going forward? He's going to move off of them. And we're going to find out if that was the right move with Dre Greenlaw in particular this year. Because that was probably the one guy that people were hesitant on moving off on. And we'll see. All right. We got that. That was number four, and these are the top five things I feel like we take Kyle Shanahan for granted for here in San Francisco. 888-957-9570. Do we take Kyle Shanahan for granted, Niner fans? And my fifth thing?
Number five.
The guy wins. The guy wins. He will get you to the playoffs, and when he gets you to the playoffs, bare minimum, Joe, you're going to be in the conference title game. Bare minimum. He is not a one and done. He is not a two and done guy. No. He will get you there. He knows how to win come playoff time. And that is a big thing. When I've seen the Marvin Lewis's of the world come up short, time in and time out, when I look around the NFL, there's not many other guys I take above him when it comes to a playoff game for my life, Joe. And more often than not, the only reason I'm taking those other teams is because of the quarterback. Like, Andy Reid, for the longest time, was the guy that couldn't get it done. He was one and done a lot when it comes to those Kansas City days with Alex Smith, when it comes to some of those Eagles teams. Now, he did get to a lot of the conference title. Was it four straight NFC Championship games? He did do that. But I look at Kyle Shanahan, and outside of a handful of other coaches, who do I trust more in a playoff game? It's not many. It's not many. Hell, Nick Sirianni is at his number. Okay. Nick Sirianni is at his number. But when it comes to player development, when it comes to the X's and O's, I'm not taking Sirianni over Shanahan. So those are the top five things I feel like we take for granted when it comes to Kyle Shanahan. Do we take Kyle Shanahan for granted, Niner fans? 888-957-9570. That was a lot to bestow on you, Joe. I appreciate you letting me have that opportunity. Now, your retort, your rebuttal. What say Joe Shasky?
No, I think it's well said. I think there are some things that we definitely take for granted on Kyle Shanahan. But I also think there's a lot of myths. Like, case in point, you know, they win a lot, right? Yes and no. Now, I understood what he took over in 2017, 2018. This team was closer to an expansion franchise than they were like a healthy organization, mm-hmm. just being competent. But he's only had winning seasons in 4 out of 9 years, right? And so, like, there are other guys that have done as much, if not more, winning with a lot less, you know? And so, you know, I think there's something to be said for being able to come into a situation the way Jim Harbaugh did mm-hmm. with the Chargers, with the Niners, whatever, and just win right away. And Jim Harbaugh's never had a losing season. Now, he's never been around as long as Shanahan, but there's something to be said there.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because I wonder if you'd rather have the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, their whole little run, if you will, the last 5 years. Would you rather be a Pittsburgh Steelers fan and just have those winning seasons and just making the playoffs and knowing you're going to get clapped every single time when you're there? Or would you rather be the Niners? And you know what? Maybe we'll have some losing seasons here or there, but I know once we get in, we're at least going to make the conference title game.
Yeah, I'm just so desperate for a Super Bowl win that I probably sound insane. I'm so tired of losing the big one. I just want to win one.
It's a fair counterpoint.
And it drives us crazy. Yeah. And that's, like, I think the number one reason why people are so hard on Shanahan, just in general, it's because we're paying for the sins of the last 30 years of knocking on the door and not finally cashing one.
And it's all, and you're putting it all on him.
Yeah. Well, and it's this organization. Like, this is not the Jags, right? And you could say, well, you were like the Jags when he came here. But, you know, there's generations of fans that did see winning, that did see Bill Walsh, that did see George Seifert, that did see Jim Harbaugh. And, you know, he is held up to not Chip Kelly, not Tom Sula, Not Dennis Erickson or Mike Nolan. He's held up against those other great coaches. And you know, and that's how people view him. Fair or not. Like, you know, when you take over the Lakers, we don't use the Kings as the algorithm for, you know, what you do with the Lakers. And Niner fans view themselves closer to the Lakers and the Yankees, even though they haven't won, you know, than they do the Kings of the world.
Right.
And so I think that a lot of the Kyle rhetoric is baked into how Niner fans compare him to ghosts of years past.
888-957-9570. We're discussing Kyle Shanahan, whether or not Niner fans take him for granted. What say you, Niner fans? 888-957-9570. I feel like we do. I just gave you the five reasons why, and Shasky is retorting.
I think everything you said is. I do think there's a segment of us, myself included, that takes certain things with Kyle for granted. I think there's other aspects that I deem to be like myths. Like, for example, Kyle, you were wrong. You should have went Brady. You should have gone Brady. If you got Brady, we'd have at least one Super Bowl, if not two. It's written in stone. We all know it. Like, you completely screwed that up. And I don't want to hear from David Lombardi tweeting at me about why they should have stuck with Jimmy and blah, blah. I was doing COVID shows. I remember yelling at people, did shows with COVID at night. I said, you go get when the greatest quarterback of all time wants you, you come. And they were wrong on that. And a lot of people were wrong. You should have took Brady. That's number one. Okay? That's a misnomer. He screwed that up. obviously whiffed on Trey Lance. Like, duh. Like, they whiffed on him big time.
That made it worse. You stiffed the GOAT, and then you got a guy that was a complete flop in Trey Lance. Like, he was for you.
That whole sequence they screwed up, and they were very lucky to find Brock, and they've made sweet love with Brock, and it's been great, and Brock's been excellent.
Oh, and they also...
And thank God they pivoted.
Well, they also flirted to try to get Aaron Rodgers. Remember that? And Matt LaFleur, who was tight with Shanahan, got all pissed off about it. Like, they kept flirting with these guys, or, oh, maybe they're interested in Matt Stafford, and then they just didn't get him, and then you watch those other quarterbacks have success. Like, that's the problem. You saw Aaron Rodgers have an MVP season after you were flirting with him. You saw Stafford win his Super Bowl. You saw Brady win his Super Bowl. And that kind of drives the knife in more if you're Joe Shasky Niner fan.
Yeah, and like, I was kind of wishy-washy on Stafford at the time.
Yeah.
But in retrospect, yeah, I was way wrong. There's like, there's just no other way around it.
Well, by the way, we're going to get an announcement today, I guess. They were talking about over the weekend. Sean McVay's talking to the media at some point today in regards to Matt Stafford's back. I don't think it's going to be good news for them, just quite frankly. Just keep that in the back of your mind, Niner fans, when it comes to this division. Maybe wide open come week one if Matt Stafford's not out there.
So, but like, the whole thing on the winning seasons and, like, taking over an expansion team, like, we all agree, like, that was basically what they did. What did Dan Quinn take over last year? Was that an expansion team? It's pretty close.
Wasn't very good. It was not a very good team. Now, they did have a stud wide receiver in Terry McLaurin. They brought in a guy that was a stud for the Chargers, but... Who knows how much tread was on Austin Eckler? You know, he got a Bobby Wagner, but a long in the tooth. No, he did not take over the 85 Bears. There you go.
And look, they got lightning in a bottle. We'll end up seeing. But there are 15 other coaches in the NFL with higher winning percentages currently than Kyle Shanahan, which is kind of a jarring stat. Like, early on, first 4 or 5 years, hey, you're paying the penance on those first couple of years and resetting it. But, like... You know, 15 other coaches with a higher winning... Now, that doesn't tell everything.
Well, you're not taking 15 other coaches over Kyle Shanahan.
Well, yeah. Let's do that exercise.
Sure.
Let me ask you this.
I would love to do that.
Let me ask you this. This thing that I hear all the time, a myth on Kyle Shanahan, 30 other teams would fire their coach and get Shanahan.
I think a lot would.
Oh, okay.
I think a lot
I agree.
Would.
A lot of teams would, but I don't think it's 28. I think it's less than that.
Okay.
Would Houston hire... Kyle Shanahan over D'Amico. Fire D'Amico right now.
Ooh,
over Shanahan.
That's a fun one. Because of what D'Amico means to that organization, he played for the team. I don't think they would, but I would if I was running Houston. Because
would they? I'm asking the question, would they? Because that's the way people phrase it.
Actually, you know what? I think they'd...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I think they would, because they look at CJ Stroud and they need an offensive guy going forward there. I think they do. I think that's ultimately what's going to hold them back, is having a defensive first head coach there in that conference. They need an offensive guy. So yes, I'm going yes.
Would the Buffalo Bills fire Doug McDermott for Kyle Shanahan?
Absolutely. Yes.
McDermott's won way more division titles, better winning percentage.
But no.
Done it longer.
No.
I'm just asking.
No. I think they'd go for Kyle Shanahan.
What about the Lions and Dan Campbell? I disagree on D'Amico, but that's fine.
That's fine. No, that's fine. No, they don't do it. Dan Campbell just means he's different.
I agree.
He's different there.
Would the Bears fire Ben Johnson right now for Kyle Motherwood?
No, because there's the mystique right now with the unknown of Ben Johnson.
I agree.
That's the only thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the Vikings, Kevin O'Connell? He is 34-19. He's gotten multiple quarterbacks to the playoffs. And look, he's lost horrifically in the playoffs to Daniel Jones, one of them. And last year, obviously, Darnold fell foul on his face. He's one of the, like, up-and-coming play callers in the game. And again, 34-19 in a very short period of time.
I would say no, they would not get rid of Kevin O'Connell right now. His star is shining very bright amongst NFL circles.
I would agree. And I think that, you know, it's just, it's kind of crazy.
I love Kevin O'Connell, by the way. I think he's really freaking good. Yeah, I think he is, like, if he came on the market right now, he would be one of the top three guys that people would go after.
Okay. Yeah. Shanahan's 78-66. Okay, 78-66 in the regular season. Matt LaFleur is 70-38.
He is.
70-38. Would the Packers fire LaFleur to go after Shanahan?
Well, they should. Shanahan's had his number in the playoffs, right? Like,
would
Shanahan,
the
yes.
Packers do it?
Yeah, I would.
I don't think
they would. Shanahan's
been
better than LaFleur. Shanahan beat in Lambeau Field Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers with Jimmy Garoppolo barely throwing the ball. Like, yes, they had a front row seat. I think LaFleur is going to be that guy that he's going to be Mr. Can't get it to the Super Bowl. He can't even get it done.
70-38, doing it with multiple quarterbacks, doing it with Malik Willis last year to stabilize things and make the playoffs.
I mean, Kyle Shanahan's. He's got
I'm just asking.
No,
I'm asking the question.
I would take Shanahan over.
Okay. Kansas City, we know they're not firing Andy Reid for him. That's four coaches total. Denver, Sean Payton. Sean Payton obviously has the Super Bowl. Sean Payton is 179-114. He has been to the playoffs 10 times. He's won 7 division titles. Would the Broncos, after what they did last year, fire Sean Payton for Shanahan? I don't think so.
I'd take Shanahan over Sean Payton, that's for sure.
Would the Broncos?
They'd consider it. Shanahan's an interesting one because of his dad, dude. Like, there is something to be said about the history of that team with the son. I think they would consider it.
Drafting Bo Nix, going to the playoffs, and doing what they did with zero expectations in that division. You really think
this is... How much are they paying Sean Payton? A bunch, right?
Like, yeah, the Walmart family loves him.
I would take Shanahan.
I think we're going to disagree here. I've got 5 coaches.
Like, a year ago this time, like, it could not have been, like, completely different. And there's still...
But that's where we're going off of today.
Exactly.
Nick Sirianni. A year ago, Nick Sirianni. This is a no-brainer. Today, Nick Sirianni.
I'd take Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, I think the Phillies keeping him.
So how many are we at? How many are right
6.
Now? Okay.
McVay and the Rams.
Okay.
Okay, that's 7.
7.
Here's where I think it gets interesting. Mike Vrabel in New England.
I'd take Shanahan because of the quarterback, Drake Maye.
Would New England take Shanahan? over Vrabel.
I think if Shanahan,
I don't know.
I think if all things being equal this offseason, Joe, if Shanahan was available and so was Mike Vrabel, I would much rather have Kyle Shanahan.
I'm asking New England again from New England's perspective.
If I'm Robert Kraft, I would have brought in, like, see, this is going to be it though, because we're all going to have to do it from their perspective. I actually like the conversation more if it was just both of these guys are free agents, who are you taking? Because I do think if we're doing it that way, you're taking Kyle Shanahan over almost everyone, outside of three guys maybe. Outside of maybe.
We're doing the exercise. We're at seven.
Yeah, but we're doing it in a way of, if you're doing it right now over these teams, I think if you have them all free agents, it's
but
a
no
much different
ever,
conversation.
That's not how it works. The way it works in the NFL is you get fired, now you're available, and that guy's coaching that team. Like, that's how it works. And you'd have to fire your guy to go get that
okay,
guy.
Okay, so Kyle Shanahan's fired right now. Is that what, that's what we're doing?
We're just doing the hypothetical.
Okay.
Because that's the way people phrase it. 28 other teams, and I've already named seven. McVay and the Rams, we agree, they're not doing that. What about the Ravens and John Harbaugh?
I think he's gotten short a lot now, and they would.
Okay.
They would. Yeah.
See, that one's like a 50-50 for me. I don't know. What about Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers?
Well, the Chargers are cheap, but I'd rather have Kyle Shanahan than Jim Harbaugh right now.
Jim Harbaugh has never been under 500. Jim Harbaugh won 11 games last year with a Charger team that needed to be reclimated. Has been
absolutely popped in the first round.
No doubt.
Destroyed.
I mean, you didn't even make the playoffs, though.
Doesn't happen to Kyle Shanahan when he gets there, though. Doesn't happen when he gets there.
You really think that they would fire Jim Harbaugh for him right now after coming off the national title, coming in, winning 11 games?
Again, scenarios are these guys have been there for a year. So, like, in that regard, they're not going to fire them because that's just how these things work, because of the optics and because they want to look cheap or they want to, like, they're not doing it. The way you're presenting this argument is going to be more favorable to you. I understand it. If all these guys were free agents right now and we're just doing a hierarchy, Shanahan would be the third or fourth coach taken off.
I might take Jim Harbaugh over Shanahan, and I love Shanahan.
Fair. That's, you can do
and
that.
I think a lot of Niner fans
I think they would too. I agree.
I actually think a lot of Niner fans would.
I think so too, but I wouldn't. I would take Shanahan.
And I think we're really sleeping on LaFleur. Like, LaFleur's been a very good coach. I've come around on him.
He gets tight. I feel like he gets tight in the big games, though.
I mean, Shanahan online, too.
I mean,
he doesn't even know the rules.
I understand. But, like, over time and fourth quarterly, like, LaFleur, like, we've seen him got popped.
Well, they destroyed the Dallas Cowboys when they're at home. Like, he gets credit for some big wins. I mean, he I'm not saying LaFleur's the end-all, be-all. I just think we're sleeping on how good he's been.
He also had Aaron Rodgers MVP.
Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'm out on Mike Tomlin.
I am too.
I'm out.
Would Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I think they're done. I think they're done.
I think so too. I kind of do. Yeah. See, I'm with you on that. I mean, I think we're at minimum eight teams. At minimum, eight teams are keeping their current guy over Shanahan. We could argue about some of these other newer coaches and whatnot, like Todd Bowles. I think that they would probably go with Shanahan. You know, Brian Daboll, they're probably going with Shanahan. That's pretty obvious. You know, there's a lot of...
I think the Raiders get rid of Pete Carroll for Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, Chip Kelly as your OC or
oh, he'll keep Chip. They'll make sweet love on the football field together. They will. Shanahan, Chip Kelly.
Would the Seahawks take him over McDonald?
Yes.
See,
yes.
I would, but yes. I don't think the Seahawks would.
I think the Seahawks would because...
They love their boy Geno. He won 10 games back-to-back. They just missed out on the playoffs back-to-back years.
But they also saw the playoff shortcomings against the Niners. You know, if you are the Seahawks, obviously Geno Smith, Pete Carroll were there, Levi's Stadium, the comeback. Right? Right? People want to weigh in on this. They're hot. You want to go to the calls?
Yeah.
Want to go to the phones? Do we take Kyle Shanahan for granted here in San Francisco? 888-957-9570. Let's start off with Jonathan in San Francisco. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, good morning, Joe and Joe. I just speak for myself. I kind of do because you know he is a very good coach. But the problem is, coming from a longtime 49er fan, we hold him to that very high standard. He got win one, and so right now, I'm kind of wondering, dude, what do you need? Both times you got there, your offense was humming. And also, it was backed by a top five, top ten defense. And not only that, you had a double digit lead twice. So I'm like, I don't know how I feel about Kyle Shanahan though, because like, dude, he got win it all. I mean, like I said, what will it take for you to do it, bro?
It's Jonathan, San Francisco. I feel like a lot of people are with Jonathan when he comes, just the frustration. And I get it. Like, it's really hard to defend a guy sometimes when his two biggest shortcomings were in a Super Bowl.
But
like it's very difficult. But at the same time, And it's always a difficult exercise. Like, the guy got to two Super Bowls and got to those opportunities. And you like to bring up all the time, Joe, he's won so many big games.
Oh, huge games.
That we don't talk about enough.
Huge. I mean, if Bosa makes a tackle on fourth and two, he is a Super Bowl champion.
Like, right?
The margins are so razor thin. Yeah. But, like, there is an element of, if you weren't the Niners and you were the Jaguars, we would view him as a god.
Oh, yes. Well, that's kind of how we like view, like Dan Campbell.
Exactly.
If he doesn't do anything else in Detroit, he is a legend.
Which is why I think you need to do the exercise of putting yourself as that team and understanding that team and how they view that coach for you to, because anybody is going to have their own prerogatives on this. Well, and
that's where it's a little tricky. It's tricky for me too, because I understand how you're doing that, but also at the same time, they may feel privately they would love to get rid of a guy like Campbell and get, if Shanahan, like all things being equal, the ownership were like, actually, we might want Shanahan over him, but the optics would be so horrible that they wouldn't. Like, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Like, they would love to do that.
But I also think in this rare situation, when you watch the Netflix doc, Dan Campbell is just...
Oh, I know.
He's an intoxicating guy that the whole room loves. Like, I'm talking about front office and fan base. Like, everyone loves him. So, he fits that city so perfectly.
It's perfect. And Kevin O'Connell...
he just fits.
And Kevin O'Connell, too, because not only did he do the quarterback doc with Kirk Cousins, he's done it the receiver with Justin Jefferson.
He comes off so smart.
So smart.
And
so
people love him. He's boy wonder.
Absolutely. And I love watching the guy. I love, like... Yeah. He is more McVay than Shanahan when it comes to the player personnel, like rah-rah, like they love him.
It's why I think D'Amico in Texas for the Texans with very few history, like I think it's easy for you and me to say, oh, of course, you fired D'Amico and you bring in Shanahan. I think a Texans fan is viewing it very differently.
Well, Shanahan did have success there, though.
No doubt.
With the Matt Schaub's of the world when he was an OC.
D'Amico is a very beloved individual there because of what he did to turn that thing around so quickly. And, I mean, they've got a top five defense heading into the year. That's what they think.
I also think there's another piece with D'Amico, which is you have Will Anderson.
Yeah.
And because you have this young stud coming up, like you want him to be nurtured.
And that corner that they paid Singletary, who they paid a ton of money to. Like, there's two ways of viewing it. I'm trying to put myself in that shoes. Like, McDermott, I think, is an interesting one because McDermott's lost a lot of big games.
I think they're done with McDermott.
And how do you get over the hump? I agree with you.
Yeah.
But from the outside looking in, I'm watching McDermott and I go, dude, I think he's way better than they give him credit for. You took the Buffalo Bills and you turned him into a perennial division winner year after year after year.
I know.
Now, I think he chokes in these big games defensively, but I also am like, it's the Bills.
I know.
That's
what they're known for.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, like, so I think it's easy to go like, well, I'm a Niner fan. Of course Shanahan's better than everybody.
By the way, I didn't even bring this up when it happened. It was a couple weeks ago. It's the same birthday as my brother, Anthony. Happy birthday, Anthony. Blade. I think I wish him what happened. But Marv Levy, 100 years old. God bless him.
I'm so jealous.
So sick.
I want to be 100 so bad.
God, he looks so odd. I always think of Marv Levy.
I'm dead serious. It's my life goal.
He's got such swag for an old guy, too. When he had the turtleneck with the bomber jacket, the starter one. So sick. The
legendary coach.
Obviously, he has that famous, I always forget, I'm going to butcher it, whatever their famous line is. It's like, where else would you rather be than right here and right now? Something like that. I'm sorry, Buffalo fans, if I'm butchering it, but I always think it's badass that they bring out people to say that before the game. Brett's in San Diego, wants to join the conversation. Brett, do you feel like we take Kyle Shanahan for granted?
Hello?
Turn your radio down just a little, please, and then hop on. Turn your radio down and bring it back up.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. What do you got?
All right. Kyle's a top 10 coach in the NFL. If Chris Jones doesn't blow up that O-line in the Super Bowl, I mean, he dialed up the perfect play. Somebody do me a favor and call Robbie Gould, get him out of that head coaching job that he's got in high school somewhere in Ohio and get him back on the field. I'm not sold on Moody yet. And as always, bang, bang, Niner gang.
It's Brett in San Diego. I should have asked Brett if he's a Padres fan or not and how things are going down there. They got swept, by the way. They see the levels of the NL West. Padres own the Giants, and the Padres get owned by the Dodgers. And it's just
getting back to Shanahan, it's funny. Like, we went from top three, now we're down to top 10.
Well, I still think if we were doing free agents across the board, you're starting a team, and you have all these different head coaches to pick from. I do think Shanahan would be in the top few still.
Well, I have a question on that. Is he running my entire organization, like, in terms of the draft?
You get to hire him with a GM, just like you did. It was a package deal.
Well, he runs the Niners.
He runs it when it's convenient for us to say he runs it.
No, he runs it. I think he runs it.
What is John Lynch then? Just a figurehead?
No, John Lynch works for Kyle on some level. However you want to parse it. Like, Kyle's the head guy. I think it's pretty clear.
Okay. So, yes, he would be in this scenario. He would have, the say of certain things. But you would have your own, you could attach him to a John Lynch type or someone else around there.
Yeah. No.
Who else? I don't even know. Can even think of a GM that you tie him to right now. But we have a lot of people that want to call about this, and we can continue it on the other side. It's pretty hot.
I think it's just a fun exercise.
Well, it's just an interesting one because
I think he's really good, and I think he's also really controversial, and he's got some, like all coaches, he's got a specific set of flaws that annoy the hell out of people. Like Harbaugh used to choke in late games.
Yeah.
I loved Harbaugh, and he won a lot of big games.
Well,
by the way,
he did it at Michigan.
He would panic.
He'd do
literally
it at Michigan.
Panic on the sidelines.
Yeah, no.
And I know time has kind of forgotten that, but we lost in some horrible ways.
888-957-9570. Jose, Dave, Keith, I promise we will get to all of you. We got the injury report coming up here. More of your calls, more of your texts. 888-957-9570. Do we take Kyle Shanahan for granted? Call or text. In the meantime, it is time for the injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Our girl Hillary was hurting after that one. Big-time Raider fan. She was at Allegiant Stadium last Saturday. Tough scene. I'm also hurting for this guy, Matt Chapman, who went on the injured list over the weekend due to continued inflammation in his right hand that he injured back in June. Chapman got a pair of cortisone shots in his hand on Friday and feels confident he can come back after missing the minimum of 10 days. Chapman admitted that he may have rushed back from the injury a little too fast, but did mention that team doctors had cleared him for his initial return. Honestly, I might just shut him down for the rest of the season. Get that hand right and ready, and we'll revisit in the offseason about it. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up with the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Do we take Kyle Shanahan for granted here in San Francisco? Jose, two Daves, and Keith, we'll get to you on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.